This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government scraps civil service trade union citing long-standing political interference. Government to curb dual benefits from state treasury. 6 details of facilities used by former BIPs. Authorities enforce night-time close on BP Highway amid flood risk in Rosi River. And U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S. to ports operation guiding vessels through Strait of Hormuz amid progress toward Iran deal. Now the news in detail. The government has scrapped provisions allowing trade unions and the civil service, arguing that unions linked to political parties had long affected administrative efficiency. The Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration said Section 53 of the Civil Service Act has been repealed through a recent ordinance ending the legal status of such unions. All ministries and agencies have been instructed to close union offices and return government property, including buildings, vehicles, and other facilities. Employees involved in unions have been directed to resume their assigned duties. The government has intensified efforts to control the practice of receiving dual or excessive benefits from the state treasury. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has directed the Ministry of Home Affairs to submit detailed information on vehicles being used by former dignitaries. The ministry has been asked to provide a clear report on facilities being used by former presidents, vice presidents, prime ministers, chief justices, speakers, and National Assembly chairpersons today. Prime Minister Balinder Saad's press and research expert Deepa Dahal said the move aims to ensure transparency, prevent misuse of state resources, and strengthen good governance. She said the government will take further steps, including reclaiming facilities used beyond legal limits after reviewing the submitted details. The task force formed to prepare discussion paper for constitutional amendment is holding consultations with former attorneys general today. The task force, coordinated by Asim Shah, political advisor to Prime Minister Balinder Shah, will hold discussions at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers from 3 to 5 p.m. Member Secretary Leela Dharasubedi said the meeting all aims to collect suggestions and possible constitutional amendments from the participants. Security agencies have urged travelers to exercise caution while using the BP Highway, especially in areas affected by the Rosi River, amid recurring disruptions along the route in Kabri-Palanchuk. The District Security Committee has decided to close the highway during night time from Tuesday for an indefinite period. The road will remain closed from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. Authorities say the decision was taken following rainfall that caused flooding along the Rosi River, where temporary diversions are currently in place to maintain traffic flow. The riverside section of the highway was heavily damaged 2 years ago and a permanent solution is still pending. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ravi Bista of the District Police Office said the night closure was necessary as the rising water levels in the Rosi River had created serious safety risk for travelers. The Bagmati province government has decided to cut the number of ministries from 14 to 8 to reduce expenses and improve efficiency. The decision was taken in a cabinet meeting yesterday, according to spokesperson and Minister for Economic Affairs and Planning, Parvat Tamang. The restructuring based on a reform committee's recommendation is aimed at making administration more effective and economically disciplined. The new structure will be implemented from the next fiscal year. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police has urged the public not to open unauthorized links citing a rise in digital theft cases. The CIB said fraudsters are sending messages and links that appear similar to trusted services like Connect IPS to gain access to bank accounts, a method known as phishing. Spokesperson Dilip Kumar Giri advised people to remain cautious, avoid suspicious links, and report search activities promptly to stay safe from cyber risk. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that a U.S. operation to guide stranded vessels through the Strait of Hormuz will be paused for a short period of time. According to the BBC, Trump said the operation named Project Freedom, which began days earlier, would be halted by mutual agreement as great progress has been made toward a deal with Iran. Iranian state media described the move as a victory, saying the port showed that Trump had retreated after what it called continued failures to open the vital waterway for global shipping. The announcement came as U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the initial U.S.-Israeli offensive in Iran, Operation Epic Fury, had concluded after achieving its objectives. In a post on social media, Trump said the decision was made following requests from Pakistan, which has been acting as an intermediary between Washington and Tehran. He added that the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports would remain in place. Iranian President Mojaoud Pezeshkian said the United States was pursuing a policy of maximum pressure and expected Iran to submit to unilateral demands, which he said was impossible for Tehran. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in Beijing for talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi as tensions persist with the United States over the Strait of Hormuz. Araghchi's one-day visit on Wednesday comes a week ahead of U.S. President Donald Trump's scheduled visit to Beijing for a summit with President Xi Jinping on the 14th to 15th of May. China's state-run Xinhua News Agency reported that the meeting between Araghchi and Wang had begun but did not provide further details. It is the first visit by Araghchi to China since the start of the U.S.-Israeli conflict with Iran, with Beijing remaining one of Tehran's key partners. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio expressed hope that China would urge Iran to ease its control over the Strait of Hormuz, a critical route for global energy shipments. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in Koshi, Madhis, Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumini provinces, as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of the rest of the country. The remaining Tarai areas will be partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Koshi, Madhis, Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumini provinces, and at a few places in other provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government scraps civil service trade union citing long-standing political interference. Government to curb dual benefits from state treasury. 6 details of facilities used by former BIPs. Authorities enforce nighttime close on BP Highway amid flood risk in Roshi River. And U.S. President Donald Trump cites U.S. to pause operation guiding vessels through Strait of Hormuz amid progress toward Iran deal. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.